According to the city, Juneau has about 200 homeless residents. And over the last 3 years, the number of chronic homeless individuals in Juneau has been growing. But not all of them are living on the street. A big reason for that is Housing First, a supportive housing complex that opened more than a year ago. Matthew Fred Jr., who goes by JR, struggled with substance abuse, health problems, and homelessness for years before moving into Housing First.
It's gone on almost 3 months now since I became intoxicated. And it's with the help of the staff here, three of them, sat down and they had a chart that says, these are the times you got in trouble, these are the times you were helped back to your room. I hate to say it, but it sounds like a pun, but it was a sobering meeting with them.
That's the whole philosophy behind Housing First. Give people a roof over their heads, the tools to improve their lives, and the agency and the time to do the rest of the work themselves. Each of the 32 residents has their own room with a bathroom and a small kitchenette. The facility also has an on-site medical clinic. Since moving in, Fred has been able to receive counseling and have cataract surgery. Soon he'll have a dental appointment to replace several missing teeth. He plans to enter a job training program soon, too.
Basically, you build the building, and it's sustainable for the rest of the lives of the tenants, whoever wants to stay here. And so that's pretty incredible. You're not just improving the quality of life for people for a year or 2 years. It's for the rest of their life.
That's program director Daisha Davis. She says their residents have spent an average of 9 years homeless. Some spent close to 20 years on the streets and bouncing between various shelters before moving in. According to Davis and other service providers in Juneau, the governor's proposed budget would cut $11 million in funding to four state programs that are key resources for housing support and other services. Maria Levishuk is coordinator of the Juneau Housing First Collaborative. She says if the proposed budget passes, the effects would be drastic.
I mean, there's really not like any way to sugarcoat it. Like Housing First Phase 1 would close because 95% of the grant funding with Housing First receives for supportive services, which it cannot operate without, would be cut.
That uncertainty has left Fred and other Housing First residents and staff anxious.
If they were to close this building, this facility, it will be a step backwards, more than a step backwards, not just for the residents here, but for the community as a whole that worked hard to bring this about.
Governor Dunleavy has been touring the state this week, holding meetings with Alaskans to promote his budget. His press secretary, Matt Shukarow, says the proposed cuts are crucial to turning Alaska's economy around and ensuring growth in the future.
And ultimately, that's what potentially helps people get out of poverty and helps people in their time of need. Private economic investment in communities is also very helpful.
The legislature is still working on its version of the budget. So far, the proposed reductions have been much smaller than the governor's. In Juneau, I'm Adeline Baxter.